The name of the alligator was Jumper, 8 feet long and 260 pounds. That was the opponent of a famous wrestling match in Broward County, Florida back in 1980 when a 23-year-old Terry McAuliffe was working on the Jimmy Carter re-election campaign. McAuliffe held Jumper's mouth shut for 3 minutes, securing a $15,000 campaign contribution from the Seminole Tribe for Carter and a bottle of whiskey for himself.
This is one of McAuliffe's favorite stump stories, and it's pretty obvious why.
That's Rachel Bidikoffer at Christopher Newport University. She says McAuliffe's recent cryptic tweet about an alligator was a brilliant PR move.
The national media had no idea what his tweet meant. They saw a picture of a giant alligator and the word Trump on it, and they started to share it amongst themselves.
Jeremy Mayer at George Mason University says McAuliffe is telegraphing a sense he's got what it takes to take on Donald Trump.
It's an interesting example of a politician flexing his machismo in direct opposition to Trump, who has this, you know, raw physicality and kind of a counterpuncher reputation.
So far, McAuliffe hasn't announced, but the recent talk about alligator wrestling has created a new sense of buzz around the former Virginia governor. I'm Michael Pope.